every single mindset coach or psychologist, therapist or religious leader is going to talk at some point about gratitude. When gratitude comes up, it can be very resistant to the idea of practicing feeling grateful. To human beings, especially when they are at their darkest moments. And when someone is wading through the peak of their hardships, it can be challenging to advise that person to consider the things they are grateful for. However, in reality, there are many things to feel grateful for around us. Sometimes, sitting right next to painful moments can only put us more down. But how do we heal if we do not recognize that there are a lot of things around us to be happy about? Someone could be going through the pain of finding out that they have a certain cancer, yet they decide to feel grateful. And you're asking yourself, how is that even possible? They might decide to feel grateful, of course not for finding about their misery, but maybe to having access to healthcare and to the fact that amazing doctors could be surrounding them. That alone could help that person ease the pain of the misery and shift their mindset onto something a bit more positive and uplifting. By grasping at the stuff surrounding their pain, people can change their focus. Meaning that, even with cancer dictating someone's life, being grateful at certain things wouldn't let that cancer get to all of them. Our brains are fed with negativity every single day due to circumstances and situations we have no control over. Yet, deciding to focus our attention on the good things that are still there means that we are focusing our brains. So as much as we can find problems and bad things, we can equally notice that solutions and good things exist. Kids, for example, tend to see the finer details of life. And if you ask them what they are grateful for, they might point out at their sock or a candy, which means that they acknowledge the existence of little things around them that they make them happy. We, adults, take these things for granted, but if we took a moment every single day to appreciate and notice in that same childlike manner, we will see how gratitude truly is a game changer in our lives. You might consider yourself ready to feel happy and grateful, so you're asking yourself, where do I start from? I will guide you through the following simple steps on how to become that person that practices gratitude every single day. Firstly, set a reminder. It's easy to feel ungrateful about having to get out of bed, especially if you have to wake up early. So instead of labeling your alarm as a bad wake-up call, try to set it on your phone by labeling it, feel grateful. Find your time. Whether you like a car ride or the process of putting makeup on, dedicate this time to actively recite in your mind the things that you are grateful for. Use the magical reframe word, get. Don't nag about having to do the dishes. Instead, say, I get to do the dishes. By changing the word have to get, you will recognize how lucky you are to do the simple things in life. Having to take the bins out, for example, could be one of the chores you hate doing at home. But on the opposite side of this equation, this could mean that you could have a home and you have food to put in a bin, and that you are physically able to perform this task. Change the narrative and live life according to a positive plot, because life becomes what your eyesight sees. Being ready to be grateful doesn't take much. It just takes dedication to take life from that bad perspective all circumstances around you want you to see, to a brighter in more uplifted vision. Remember that what the mind says and what the mouth speaks, the brain believes. And that means that it is your responsibility to generate great thoughts and to speak positive words to yourself and your surroundings in order to live a happy, mindful, and joyful life.